everybody, welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disso. And today is Thursday, and it's about 9:03 in the morning. Right. I'd like you to ponder on the program Sharif and I did this morning at 7:30 to 8. Please try and reflect on it. That's about all that I would say about it. The social media is full of all kinds of grandstanding and so on and so forth, which, of course, will be totally ignored by me. I think it calls for reflection rather than for reaction. This country is bigger than any one of us, and that includes me. Okay? Now, to have a sense of... there are some people that won't feel concerned about what I'm going to be discussing today, but... That's what life is all about. Now, Mr. Okunaya is a well-known astrologer, you know, and he's always made an attempt to give us an insight into what the stars have for us. I'm not an astrologer, you know. I find it extremely complex to understand. However, that is not to say that I don't see any logic in some of the things that astrology brings to us. So we're trying to get him on the phone. I want to talk to Paul Konaya. He's an elderly man. He's been at it for, well, I don't know, since he's much older than I am. He's been at it for youngs, for years. And is he on the line? He's not picking. Okay, in case Paul Konaya is listening, we're calling him with the studio line. Okay, I thought that Philip would have told him that we're calling him with the studio line. He should please pick any call that comes through now. So that's what we're going to do. Somewhere along the line, of course, we'll open up our lines, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, which, of course, all of you know is a female line, strictly reserved for our female folk. Okay? And please, when we do call, let's stick to the topic at hand, or at the very most, a veiled reference to the topic at hand. Don't call in to completely derail us. And also remember the instructions about calling from a nice, quiet place and not calling from a room that is tiled top to bottom, as we would fondly say. Do we have him on the line? Still, we don't. Okay, I think we better call him on my phone. Okay, so let me just give me 2 minutes. Let me try and call Papa Okunaya.
Good morning.
Morning, yes, sir. Morning, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Sorry,
and you?
Sorry, I'm fine. Sorry about the few hitches we had. Okay, let's get down to business because time is not our friend. So,
yes.
What do the stars have for us as a country, as a people, for 2023?
Yeah. Please, can you indulge me for a couple of minutes to clear certain misunderstanding?
Okay.
Yeah. This cosmic science, which some people call astrology, is a subject like any other subject, and it has nothing against any religion. In actuality, natural fact, the major religions talk about it. There's a misconception about it. I remember my first session with you at the Classic FM. You yourself asked me, are you a Christian? Which means you think astrology and Christianity, they don't sit together. I want to clear this. Astrology is saying that what happens in the heavens is reflected on earth, and we react to it.
Okay, sir. I think we can just about take that because time is not our friend, so we can go straight to business. That should be clearly understood by now. So what do the stars have for us for 2023, sir?
What's the question now?
What do the stars have for us? What do we have in store for us for 2023? What are the stars telling us?
Yes, 2023 is a year of fundamental change.
Okay.
Yes, it's a year of fundamental change. Like I have said in many, to some people, we have 84-year cycle that stands for change, fundamental change, unexpected change. And I can give you some example. In 1938, there was a fundamental change. You know, the first election in Nigeria was in 2023.
Yes.
Won by NNDP.
Yes.
And every 5 years, that is 1938.
Yes.
You are very close to 2023, so I expect a fundamental change this time around.
Okay.
That's one. We had half of the cycle is important, one quarter of the cycle is important, and three quarter of the cycle is important. We had independence in 1960. If you add half of a cycle of 84 to each, you get 2022, very close to 2023. Which means we expect a change. In 1939, the Southern Protectorate was split into West and East Protectorate. If you add 84 years, which is a cycle of change to it, you get 2023. One of the presidential candidates, Obi, was born in 1961. If you add 42 to it, which is half of 84-year cycle, we have 2023. So, to me, we are built to change our direction. We can resist it, but it will be at a price.
Are these things sacrosanct, or can they be manipulated? Can they be prevented, and so on and so forth?
Oh, they can be. You have a choice. You have a free will, but it's at a price. It's at a price, which you pay for. There's no doubt about that. It's at a price. What I'm just saying now is that the stars are saying you have to change for you to grow. I have listed about four different occasions which dovetailed into 2023. So we have to change from our previous direction that had not helped us. But you can resist it by force.
Okay, so what are the kind of consequences you're thinking of?
The consequences? Nigeria will just disintegrate.
Oh, really?
Of course. Because in 1914, when we were amalgamated, when Nigeria was created artificially, there were two planets that were in opposition, Venus and Pluto. Any astrologer will tell you that Venus and Pluto, when they oppose each other, it signifies lack of love. And I can tell you there are three countries or four countries that have similar configuration. One, USSR, when it was created in November 2017. Venus and Pluto oppose each other. USSR is integrated. Yugoslavia, too. Venus and Pluto oppose each other when it was formed. It disintegrated. When Hitler took over in Germany, took over power as a chancellor in Germany, Venus Pluto opposed each other. Eventually, Germany was split into two. The only country I know that has the same configuration that has not disintegrated is Myanmar, former Burma.
And they have problems.
Myanmar today.
Mm.
It's almost gone. So Nigeria has to be careful. Our politicians have always been saying, oh, we have been living together, oh, we can't live. No. That potential is there. When it is activated by some planetary forces, you won't even know what happens.
Probably some persons will say, we can put it to prayers, we can put it to God, and so on and so forth. Where does God come in all this? Has God left us to the stars to decide what we are going to do with ourselves or not?
Look, let us put prayer aside. What I have always said is that in God's laws, God cannot flout his laws because of you. If you pray for what you don't deserve, God will not give you. If you pray for what you deserve, God will bless you. Do we deserve to have peace? Do we walk towards having peace? Do we have justice? Can there be peace without justice? All these prayers. Look, we have to be realistic. All the things we have been doing, we are not weaving peace in future. All your actions, you are weaving your future. So you can say prayer, yes, I don't oppose it, but pray for what you deserve, then you get it from God.
So what do we deserve?
You're a journalist, you know that.
I'm a small boy, sir. So.
I heard you in the morning while you were talking.
Yeah.
We deserve peace.
But when I was talking in the morning, we did talk about
somebody what. Won.
Yes.
You said you decided to abort the electoral process. Eventually, you lock up the man and he died. You deserve peace. And that 1993 election is going to be revisited this year. And the election we are going to have in 2023 is going to follow the same pattern. Like June
12th. Are we in any way suffering the what we did in June 12th? Is it payback time? Are we suffering the actions we took in June 12th? Are we paying back for them? Is that what you're saying, sir?
You see, one thing about cosmic law, which is a natural law, it continues to repeat itself if you have not learned the appropriate lesson. You see, the experience, whatever you experience does not really matter. What matters is, what did you do with the experience? What did we do with the failure of June 12? What did we do with the consequence of a civil war? Before civil war, we killed ourselves. Did we ever sit down and say, what led us to this? Let us have a system so that we don't repeat it. No! And that's, 50 years after the Civil War, we are talking about the ghost of Biafra is still marching around. Did we do anything? to make sure that we don't repeat the same thing. That was Biafra. Now we have whatever. Look, I have always asked this question. Is there any sane man that will elect to leave an association that takes care of his interest? Jimmy, answer that question.
Okay, sir, I will at some point. But I will at some point, sir. But I'd also like to know whether the stars tell us whether these elections will actually hold. And I'm saying that with a bit of caution, more so because of in the past 2-3 days, you know, we've had reason for certain bodies, INEC and so on and so forth, to say that, look, the elections might not even take place if all these security breaches are not taken care of. So I'm wondering, sir, if the stars have anything to say about that.
You want me to talk about something I don't really want to talk about?
Just tell only me, sir. Nobody else is listening. It will just be a secret between you and I.
The election was first fixed for February 18th, if I can remember, yes. It was shifted to 25th.
Yes.
When I did my calculation and all whatnot, what I saw alarmed me a little bit. And what I saw, not in particular, but I foresee unexpected.
Sorry, sir. 1 second, sir. You're speaking from a tiled room. I'm getting a reaction. Can you go back to where you were before, sir? I see you've shifted.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is that the research, well, the work I've done about this election,
yes,
gave me an idea that an unexpected event may crop up a couple of days before the election that we throw spanner into all the works of INEC and politicians. And if my fear manifests, I will agree with you with what you said in the morning, that elder statesmen should come out, not politicians, to rescue the country. Because there will be so much confusion, there's no doubt about that. This election is going to bring a lot of confusion. There will be so much confusion that we may have to go into what happened in 2010. That is a doctrine of necessity. Not something constitutional. That wise men should stand up and save the country. There is going to be confusion. I have no doubt about that. Because Neptune that represent confusion.
But can't we pray for it to be diverted?
What's the question?
Can't we pray about it? I mean, can't it be diverted?
Well, the prayer warriors have given them prayer point. Let them continue to pray.
Okay, sir, we need to take a short break, sir. We need to take a short commercial break, give you time to relax a bit. When we do come back, we will take a bit more of you. And then because we're using the telephone, we can't take calls whilst you are with us. So get your radio ready to get people's reactions and listen to them. Then maybe before the end of the program, we can call you in for about another 5 minutes, okay? So we'll take a short break now, sir. And when we come back, our lines will be open, 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190, and people can give their reactions and we'll continue with the discussion. So don't go away, sir. Just stand by, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. So our listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back. We need to take a commercial break.
Touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
Uh, Hello.
Hello.
Aha, good, I can hear you. Okay, so doing this thing on the telephone is a big problem, but we'll get around it. So you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Paul Konoya on air, and we're talking about the future, what the stars foretell about the future. Now, remember that these things, like he said, are not completely sacrosanct. So don't take it as given. Don't take it as what would actually happen in that sense. And he said these things can be prevented. Now, sir, what do the stars tell us about the kind of leader we should be electing? Do we get any inclination about the kind, the aura of the kind of leader that we need for this country?
I don't get that question clear. Are you asking about the present presidential candidates?
Yes. No, not necessarily. But okay, in the first instance, what are the qualities that, you know, the what kind of aura do the stars tell us, the kind of leader that we need now?
Well, we deserve a leader that, you see, what we have been having in the past are leaders that think of themselves and their cronies. They don't understand why, what is leadership. Leadership is about service. We've never got any leader at the center that renders service. They are there to massage their ego, to help their friends amass wealth and all whatnot. No, that's not leadership. But for the present crop of leaders that are coming up, that is the 3, 4, 4, 9, I just believe that because I know for certain that 2023 election is going to follow what happened in 1993 election. And in 1993 election, there were two parties.
Yes.
And we have presidential candidates. Out of the presidential candidates, I'm sorry to say this, there was no Fulani candidate. But this present time, there's a Fulani candidate. I can tell you, from cosmic point of view, I doubt whether it's going nowhere.
That is so maybe we can maybe we can skip the names and just do a general description. Right. Yes.
So the real fight is going to be between APC and Labour. Now, with APC,
I said we should skip with the parties, sir. You know, to avoid any form of rancor. I said we should skip naming the parties to avoid any form of rancor or whatever. Just go on.
Well, okay. There. The outcome of 1993 election, there's going to be a lot of confusion. How we will manage the confusion will determine where the country goes. Because that confusion will last for about 1 year minimum. It's after April 2024 that we can begin to see our way through the dark tunnel. There's going to be a lot of confusion, and there's going to be a lot of scandal, and there will be call for dissolution of the country. God forbid.
So now this is a very tricky one. And I'm trying to be extremely careful here, and I'm sure you know why. But what do the stars tell us about the aura of the person who might emerge the winner in the first instance?
Pardon me?
I said this is a tricky one, but without mentioning names, what do the stars tell us about the aura and character of the person that is likely to win that election?
Well, I don't want to mention any name.
No, don't.
But my fear is the people that there is going to be instability. I can't find anybody that wins. I doubt whether that person can complete his term in office. He will be lucky to spend 2 years in office.
But you haven't given us the aura and character of the person who might win.
That might win.
Yes. We did this exercise.
The person that might win will favor the minorities in the country and the youth.
Okay.
But that person too will need grace of God's grace to survive. It is when he survives that he can complete the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that person, the way I look at it, there's an indication of spectacular fall from power at a point in time.
Okay. Yes, go on, sir.
But his administration may focus on minorities, the marginalized people, and the youth.
Okay. All right, sir. I think that we'd have to let you go here so that I can take some reactions from people. Stand by your radio, sir, so you can listen. Then towards the end, I'm sure we will have the opportunity to call you to round up, because we can't take calls whilst you're on the phone. Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir. So our lines are open now, and now this is a very sensitive subject. And also remember that this is a prediction. It's not necessarily sacrosanct, and nobody is praying for anything here. So let's make sure that our reactions are as unemotional as possible. You know, let us have a gentleman's discussion over what we heard. Okay, I'll take my first call of the day. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, happy New Year. My name is Val.
Same to you, Mr. Val.
Yeah. Okay. The question I want to ask, Daddy. Good morning, sir.
No, he's not online. But go on.
Yeah. Okay. He mentioned something about a particular ethnic group not being not participating in the previous election of 1993. If that ethnic group is participating now in this particular election and nothing goes in their favor, will it be a determinant to the crisis that might occur or the crisis that might happen if care is not taken?
Okay. He's listening, so he will.
Hope you got the question.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. Please know that Pau Kunaya is listening on radio, so he can't. He's not in the studio. So he can't respond to you directly just yet. Hello, good morning.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Lucky Lola, I'm calling from Ikoyi this morning.
Yes.
Yes, about Papa Okunowo. No, you asked him about God and all this. But the truth is that God has, you know, helped us all along. So we need to help ourselves by getting, you know, things right this time. But I want to ask, we hear the arrest of underage voters in the past, but I never hear the prosecution of those criminals. What are these previous and, you know, past governments done to those miscreants burning INEC office? If you ask me, INEC has a lot of work to do.
Okay.
They must not disappoint Nigerians.
Okay. Bye-bye. Please, when you call, please call from a quiet place, you know. I didn't want to interrupt him, you know, but please, if you do call from a place that's not quiet, we might have to cut the line. Let's pick another one. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, I just like... My name is Ondu Kwesi-Oboyaba. Ondu Kwesi-Oboyaba. Hello?
Go on, sir. I'm listening.
All right. I like the person you invite, and I like the way you invite people to come and talk. Yes, I am a full believer of what you believe. Uncle Jimmy, anything you said, just where I stand. I don't know that I believe in you, but I believe in whatever you believe and believe in whatever you are in. That is what I used to know that I am in. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever this man said, let us start to watch what is happening. The youth, the general public, Oga, use your PVC very well and let us know where you're going.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, let's take another one. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning.
This is my first time to call you. I'm a first-time caller, Uncle Jimmy.
Please, go on, go on. You have just a minute.
What I want to say is that our papa in the studio, he has analyzed it well. And it's not left for us to do the right thing.
Yes.
See, Peter Obi is the next governor.
No.
He's the next president.
Please, this is not about campaigning. I had warned about this before. Let's be adults and let's be responsible. This is not a campaign. If you want a campaign, go to the marketing department. You can go take up a commercial there. Okay, please, let's get that clear. We're having a discussion here, and we're not campaigning. All right, we have another one. Hello.
Hello, sir. Uncle Jimmy, good morning. Is it good morning? My name is Femi. I'm calling from Dallas.
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, sir. So I am so much interested in the election, and I want we Nigerians, especially the youth, to just take back our country by all means. Mm. You know, this is the time for every one of us to just pay attention to this election, because the moment we make a decision, it will take us another 4 years or another 8 years,
8 years.
For us to correct it if we make a mistake this time. And my fear is the youth. I want us to just focus on this election seriously. And as a matter of fact, Uncle Jimmy, I have a fear. This Big Brother Niger that is coming up on 15th or whatever might be a major distraction, especially for our ladies. I think we, the guys, we are more focused towards this election. Especially a lot of our ladies, the moment this Big Brother Niger comes up, we forget about everything. A lot of them can glue to their TV. You understand, forgetting about the major problems of this country, which at the end of the day goes a long way to affect everybody and our future generation. That's my concern.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Wow. What do we talk about, Big Brother? But someone would also tell you that you're going to be having football matches during this period, and someone else will tell you the other things that could distract. I think all said and done, the awareness is there. It's the willingness that is the problem. I understand what the gentleman from Dallas has said, and it does raise some concern. But I think it just behoves on us all to be responsible. Go get your PVC and vote for who you think. And might I add what the Reverend Father said in one video that went viral, that to put it politely, you should vote for somebody who you would want to be an example to your children. Somebody who, if you're asked to pray, if there's a prayer. I mean, look, there are some people that are named Azikiwe today just because of Zeke. And so that's the kind of person you probably would want to vote for, somebody who you could proudly, name your son or daughter after and claim to be yours. I know that's a tough one for some of you, but it just doesn't make sense. If you don't believe in a person, then you now vote for him. What for? What did it be for? You know? And remember, like somebody said, you're talking 8 years here. Four minimum. That's a long time in the life of a nation. Let's take one or two more calls, Feta, and then see if we can go back to... Hello?
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
My name is Goodman. I want to say, in as much as we have to do what we have to do to get it right this time, we'll get your PVC, vote for the right candidate that you know will do well for Nigeria. We have to know that we need a miracle. We need God. As we are depending on God and praying about things, the outcome to go well for us, we also need to do our own part. So prayer can change any negative circumstance. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. So let's pray. As we pray, let's do our own part. And God will help us.
Thank you. Well, good. Prayer is good, but I think God has answered the prayers already. You can see the people you are going to vote for. I don't think God is going to come down and put your thumb on the ballot paper. You can see who you can see the candidates that you have. If you don't understand what I'm saying, go listen to the program we had at 7:30. I don't want to repeat myself. You can see. So God has already answered the prayers. God is not going to put ink on your thumb and press it on the ballot paper. Now you go down yourself. Let's see if we can get Paul Kunaya back on the line. I need to get his reaction to all this. Okay, let me try and get him. Sorry, folks, we're having a bit of a problem with the in-house phone. Do this. Okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, Jimmy.
Okay, so did you hear the reactions to what we've been talking about?
Well, I got some. Well, I noted the reactions.
So can I? Would you like to quickly comment on them before we?
Yes. The last reaction about prayer. I've been praying and I pray every day.
Yes.
I want to remind the caller that David prayed for God to spare the life of the child he got from adultery.
Hmm.
And God did not hear his prayer.
Wow.
And that child died.
Hmm.
So, because David went against God's will, and the consequence, he got it. He did not get what he wanted from God. That was why I said, pray for what you deserve.
Hmm.
I believe in prayer. I've not said anybody will not pray. But in God's law, what you sow is what you reap.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
What's the next question I would like to react to? The 2023 election is going to be like what we had in 2003, where we had handshake across the Niger, which had never happened before.
Hmm.
If you analyze that result, the result, the eastern part of the country and the western part of the country voted for the same candidate. And if you subtract 2023 from 20, you get 2003. That's what's going to happen.
Wow.
And we have a 20-year cycle which have been operating in the country and is going to operate this time around. And in 1939, in 1959, we had federal election. 20 years later, 1979, we had another election. 20 years later, 1999, we had another election. 20 years later, 2019, we had another election.
Hmm.
So you can see the 20-year cycle repeating itself. And it's dovetailing into 2023. That's the way to predict.
Wow.
You look at the past, then you can predict the present, then you can project to the future.
Outside
the spiritual realm,
yes.
Past, present, and future diffuse.
Okay, sir, let me just ask you this outside the stars, outside the issue of the stars, to ask you a personal question as a senior citizen of the country. Do you have any worries about this election that is about to take place? And what are they? Please, sir, you have very little time to do this. But I'd like to take this out of the stars now. As an adult, you know, a senior citizen of the country, I wonder, you know, if you have any worries about the democratic process so far.
No, I have my worries. There's no doubt that the INEC chairman will try his best to give us credible election results. But my worry is non-state actors that manipulate the levers of power. They want to truncate the electoral process. This is where our Mr. President comes in.
Mm.
He has a sacred role to play, and he has been doing it perfectly well, encouraging INEC to do the needful he should not succumb to unnecessary pressure from any others, whether local or international.
Okay.
But I know there's going, I believe there's going to be a confusion. There will be confusion. This is where I agree with you in the morning, man. Our elders, respectable people in the society, should be ready to step in if things are getting out of hand, or else we'll be trending towards disaster. That is against the stars.
Given the history of the country, do you think our elders now, a lot of them have been compromised? Do you think they have the capability and the capacity to intervene in what I consider now a political crisis that we have?
So there are some of them that are still, that they have not lost their innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them. We can't, look, the people that we help us are, they are not politicians. And they are not friends of politicians. We know them. We can handpick them. The society, they know them. You mentioned a few of them in the morning.
Yeah.
You know them. We're journalists. You know them. Credible people. Credible people. They're there. But they're not rich. But they are rich with ideas and patriotism.
Okay, I mean, I'm just also worried. Like, of course, it won't be a constitutional role, but if anything at all, at least let's see if they can guide the conscience of the country. But do you think anybody is in any mood to listen to them now?
Well, I don't know. My fear is, you see, if something happens at a point in time, and like I said earlier, experience is not actually what happens to you, it's what you do is what happens to you. We have always been sweeping all these things under the carpet. Mm. We have not learned appropriately. And we behave as if nothing had happened. I have said here, because we are going to have a certain return, that is after 30 years, every 30 years, major events will repeat itself, 29 or 30.
Okay. Okay, sir. We got to go. Time is not our friend here, sir. Thank you very much. We will still have you back somewhere, sometime before the elections proper. We'll have you back. Thank you very much,
you
sir. I've been speaking to Paul Kunaya, and he's a known astrologer. Thank you very much, Professor. He's a known astrologer, and he's giving us an inkling into what he thinks the stars portend for us. And I think we've had what I would call a very exciting discussion with him. Remember, like I said, that I mean, these things are not sacrosanct completely, and some people don't even believe in the stars or astrology at all. So it's something for you to ruminate over, not to take as hard facts. Okay, I'd like to thank you all for listening. Feta, thank you very much. Tomorrow I have Olumide Ajomale. He calls himself a retired accountant, but he's much more than that. And all I need from him tomorrow for you people, which I'm giving you free of charge, you can only get it on Nigeria Info, are hints and ways and means by which to survive these turbulent times that we are in. I went to a supermarket sometime last week. I ran out of the place. Momeho. I ran out of the place. So everybody is feeling this heat. What Olumide is going to do tomorrow is talk to us about how we can survive, and also in a veiled manner also talk to the young people on what lies ahead for them in this country. So I'll see you all tomorrow at 9:00. Bye.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.